This is GQDN for Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupcrest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get those drink mixes. Once you do, at swiftenergy.gg, put in the promo code QUEST, and you'll get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupcrest. Good stuff up there, including this past week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we'll give you an update from the race to world first. We have a couple of anniversaries. And Steam broke a record again. But we begin today with an ongoing saga of Concord, coming to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And there was a $400 million budget for the game itself. Now, the cost of that development was been talked about all weekend, but that $400 million budget was being debated by the video game developers and the journalists like us. And that figure came from the Sacred Symbols coin Moriarty, and they claimed that they've heard it from a source within Sony. But the Sony devs said, not quite. Now, Colin Moriarty on Sacred Symbols said that the game was in a, quote, messy state, end quote, after the developers, probably monsters, spent around $200 million. Then Sony came in and increased the budget by another $200 million to save the project. And he thought that that figure did not include the acquisition of Firewalk Studios. Now, they did compare the cost of the game against Red Dead Redemption 2 and Spider-Man 2 and Star Citizen. But even though the game cost $40, there was a thought that they didn't even have a marketing budget. That's where Christopher Dring from Game Industry got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Because no game has that dev budget, the press reports are the laughingstock of the industry. Concord didn't even get any above-the-line marketing spend." Tom Morin said also, quote, "I'm amazed, but also not amazed, that the publications have run with this number. You only have to look at probably Monsters funding to know it's nonsense." And there's more talking about that on Twitter. So people are still talking about the financials of Concord. Now we go to Minecraft, because we know that Minecraft is coming to PlayStation. So PlayStation Universe said that, well, there might be $20 of a game currency coming with it. So, Minecraft's coming to PlayStation on October 22nd. It is a good game, and is now out for pre-order. Now, it does come with a package that's worth $20 of in-game currency, which means you will get 3,500 tokens. Now, Minecraft's physical edition will cost $30, but according to PlayStation Universe, if you add in the $20 in-game currency with it, that's a pretty good deal. So, will you get it for PlayStation? It's out everywhere else, pretty much. But now we go to Rumorville. It's Rumorville. It's Rumorville. We're going to Rumorville. Watch the roads. Careful, people. And by the way, watch for the trains coming across the tracks. Because there are more rumors about Microsoft launching a next-gen console and a handheld. This one's coming from Pure Xbox. And they were talking about Windows Central, because there was an interview that was talking about the upcoming anniversary plans. Now, maybe I should name the show The Anniversary. But that's what's happening. So, here's what Windows Central did say about the anniversary. Quote, "Xbox's 25th anniversary would fall on November 15th, 2026, which puts firmly in range of a new generation of Xbox hardware potentially. Sony just revealed its mid-gen console on PlayStation 5 Pro, which Xbox has passed on competing with this time around. Instead, it seems that Xbox is full steam ahead with its next set of console hardware, in which we tentatively believe, based on our sources, to include at least both traditional style successor to the Xbox Series X and Microsoft's for a real foray into Xbox handheld gaming with its own take on the Steam Deck. Now, we do know that Phil Spencer likes to play in his handhelds, which I believe is an Asus, and maybe some other one. Maybe he's got a Steam Deck too. Don't know. And we also know that PlayStation 5 Pro is coming out, and we've heard some rumors about PlayStation 6. But keep in mind, we also know that we're coming to an end with the Xbox consoles. Well, possibly. There's always a chance that people will change their minds. We shall see. And we'll keep you informed. But yeah, I said Steam Deck, didn't I? IGN said that Steam broke its record again because of the number of players that was online. And that was achieved yesterday. And the number of concurrent players hit over 38 million people. So, what did they play? Well, they played Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, Banana, PUBG, Black Myth Wukong, Satisfactory 1.0, Space Marine 2, and Deadlock. And not just that, but God of War Ragnarok and Final Fantasy 16. So, good job to them. And maybe Space Marine 2. VG247 said that Space Marine 2, the developers may be thinking about a DLC. So, Space Marine 2 so far has been a pretty big hit for gamers. And the developers did say that there's going to be some more updates to the game. Well, in an interview with IGN, the chief creative officer from Saber Interactive, Tim Willits, was talking about the game and maybe what could be in its future. So here's what he said, quote, "Our game director, Dmitry Grinko, he has proposed some story ideas that could either be a DLC or a sequel. We're literally just catching our breath. This is 2 weeks out. We just need to get the dust to settle, but I can confidently say that we will not disappoint our Warhammer fans in the future. It's too big of a success. I know that it's an obvious thing to say, but hopefully we'll be working on Space Marines content for a long time." Well, if they do, we'll let you know. Now we go to Baldur's Gate 3, because there was a mod that was created that is making a turn-based combat, trying to make everything in, quote, real time, end quote. Because PC Gamer, via IGN.com, did see some work-in-progress mod from Tiny Bike on YouTube. And Tiny Bike said, quote, "It's a very, very, very rough draft," end quote. Because they were letting players run into Baldur's Gate 3 combat so they could cast their spells and do what people wanted to do. But the video did show that Tiny Bike was exploring the ruins that was found in Act 1 of Baldur's Gate 3, and he was being rushed by an enemy who awaited. And there were some other baddies there in the ruins, and they were taken down by the different spells. But making it turn-based was one of the mods that was created, because Baldur's Gate 3 mods did increase, and that was thanks to the developer Larian Studios, because studios did release an official toolkit for the game, and it was broken very quickly, so that way the players could make some custom maps. So the toolkit did arrive with patch 7, along with some other content, but that's what mods do. We'll see whatever mods make for different video games, and that's just one of them. I wonder how many mods were actually made in about 135 years. Happy anniversary to Nintendo! Because today, Nintendo is 135 years old, the company. And NintendoLife.com does go a bit through some of the stuff that Nintendo did do. And said happy anniversary as well. Because Nintendo started out as a playing card company, Nintendo Gopai, on the 23rd of September 1889. So, yeah, there are some congratulations that would include Andy Robinson, which was showing a cake, and he said, quote, on Twitter, "Happy 135th birthday at Nintendo. I'm still waiting for this decade's cake." Roger Bay said on Twitter, quote, "Nintendo was founded on September 23rd, 1889. Today, 135 years later, I'm reading about their history inside the old headquarters and having one of the Iwata-san's favorite drinks." So happy anniversary to Nintendo. Big time. And a much smaller anniversary, Twitch Square said that the Atelier Ryza trilogy now has an update for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 for their 5th anniversary, and that would be The Ever Darkness and The Secret Hideout. That's for number 1. Number 2 would have The Lost Legends and The Secret Fairy. And 3 would be The Alchemist of the End and The Secret Key. So if you like that stuff, there you go. Now we have an update from Raider.io, because right now, these three teams are on the Nexus, Princess, Kiviza, and the World of Warcraft Raid Race to World First. Right now, Echo has the lead at 53.4%. Liquid is second at 63.4%. And Method is right on their tail, 65.1%. Everybody else is at 5 of 8. On down to Banhammer, that's the top 10. And it goes down from there. So right now, who you got? Echo's looking really good, but Liquid being about 10 points behind right now, they could catch. And Method's not too far behind them. We'll keep you updated daily. Yes, we will. Until everything is done. 6 out of 8. We'll see what happens. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more raiding updates and more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.